Chinese telecoms giant Huawei claims unfair treatment from the West while predicting a huge boost in revenue. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vivian Nunes, standing in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Huawei is facing heavy scrutiny in multiple countries over allegations it has ties to the Chinese government. In his New Year message, the head of the company has hit out at Western countries. Chairman Guo Ping said the firm must not be discouraged by so-called malicious incidents. The BBC's Leisha Santarelli recaps what has been an extraordinary few months for Huawei.
Huawei products can be found all over the world. This year, it shipped more than 200 million phones, overtaking Apple in the global rankings. Huawei is also the largest producer of telecommunications equipment. But for years, the US has had security concerns about its products and whether they can be used by Beijing for spying. Huawei has consistently denied the allegations. But the problems ramped up earlier this month when Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, was arrested in Canada. She faces allegations of fraud and breaching US sanctions against Iran. Since then, business has dropped off. The US, Australia and New Zealand have banned Huawei from building their 5G networks on national security grounds. Britain's defence secretary said he has grave concerns about Huawei technology being used in the UK's 5G network. Other European countries also have similar concerns. Despite this, Huawei's chairman said he expects 21% revenue growth in 2018 and sales of $109 billion. That's pretty impressive for a firm under fire.
Leisha Santarelli. Let's do the numbers. After a turbulent week for markets, stocks in Asia were mixed Friday, with Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei index closing lower to end the year with its first annual loss since 2011. The Chinese stock market edged higher, but the Shanghai Composite Index is 25% below where it started this year, making it the worst performing major stock market in the world. After US shares swung back into positive ground on Thursday, UK and other European stock markets rose in early trading. The Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa has vast natural resources, with huge reserves of the minerals used to make electronics, from PlayStations to cell phones. But thanks to colonialism, war and corruption, the DRC has seen decades of violence and suffering. This weekend, voters there go to the polls, but three Congolese cities known as opposition strongholds have been excluded from the election. Officials blame insecurity and an Ebola outbreak. The BBC's Louise Douast reports from the capital, Kinshasa.
In central Kinshasa, the dirt roads and rubbish at every corner make it difficult to understand how this country could be one of the richest in the world. Items you depend on, from your smartphone to your laptop, even electric cars, are all made with cobalt, one of the many minerals that make up this country's wealth. But years of conflict and rampant corruption during President Joseph Kabila's tenure means that people here are not benefiting from those resources.
The average daily income here is just over $1 a day, a challenge now left for the next president to address. If the ruling party's candidate, Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary, wins, many believe President Kabila could play a role behind the scenes. Albert Moleka is a political analyst close to the opposition.
Shadary will be just a puppet, like a puppet on a string, and Kabila would be pulling the strings.
With President Kabila's tight grip on power, it remains to be seen whether a new leader can truly bring the changes that this country desperately needs.
Louise Douast. Spain is one of Europe's most visited tourist spots, but this year it's also become the main entry point for African migrants to Europe. It's estimated there are some 400,000 undocumented immigrants in the country. From Barcelona, Tim Smith reports.
It's the annual festival of Barceloneta. This neighbourhood is one of Barcelona's most visited destinations, as by day it welcomes thousands of tourists to its famous beach. The seaside thrives with business, but much of this is unauthorised work carried out by undocumented migrants. The selling of ice-cold beer is one of the most lucrative trades, and if you step off the sand onto the promenade, you're met by a seemingly endless row of cheap children's toys, knock-off trainers and handbags. Not everyone is thrilled by the presence of these street sellers,
My name is Edward Oriol Claramonte. I'm the president of the Association of Handcraft Market Barcelona. I'm selling espadrilles, the typical shoes from Spain. Of course, we are selling with license and we're paying a lot of tax and everything.
And what about in the other market?
Well, the other market, these guys are selling t-shirts from football teams, sunglasses, everything they can find it in a big shop from Chinese people.
The controversy surrounding these street vendors is part of a larger issue, the difficulty of gaining the right to work in Spain. These protesters chant, "No person is illegal. To sell to live is not illegal. To get residency papers, migrants must wait for 3 years and then prove that they have a job contract to go to. Difficult if you've been working illegally to support yourself in that time." Neus Fabregas is the mayor of Valencia. She is championing a new initiative to bring the street sellers in her city into the local economy by giving them space to sell in municipal markets.
We want to bring inside the structure of the city. That's a positive thing.
Some conservative politicians say that introducing more inclusive policies to address this issue might serve to attract more illegal immigration. But supporters of the street sellers say that to give people the ability to legally work and provide for themselves is a basic human right.
Tim Smith reporting. And finally, it hasn't been a Merry Christmas for HMV. Britain's biggest music retailer is reportedly close to bankruptcy for the second time in 6 years. HMV's business model has been decimated by the rise of streaming services like Spotify and Netflix. In London, I'm Vivienne Nunes with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.